hoping everybody can hear me fine. Let me adjust it a little bit. How's everybody doing? This is the podcast. And, I don't know, I guess you're ready to hear a little bit about myself. Starting now. It's Friday, December 28th, 2018. I'm 27 years old. I'm Dominican, 100% Dominican. But I was born in Brooklyn, New York, in 1991, March 7th. And it's been different. Like, you know, I get to experience the 90s a little bit. Then mainly the early 2000s, late 1990s. This is when I started to, like, you know, realize everything and started to see what my role was in this thing we call life. But it's kind of weird. Then, you know, you kind of like get adjusted because you realize this is what it is. And then, you know, some people may not remember, but I'm sure that they remember that at a point in life they were conscious of when they were a kid, and they realized that they were a kid and this is what they had to do as a kid. And you might have forgotten some of those things, but you remember some of those things. And, it was different growing up in Brooklyn in the projects. Two rooms, two sisters, a brother, an older brother. So, you know, it was four of us. I was the younger brother, and then I had an older brother, and then the two sisters were in the middle. And, we all shared a room, one room, all four of us. My mom and my dad really weren't really never together. Like, they were together during my sister's and, yeah, basically through my sister's life, both of my sisters. Then once I was born, they were, like, more or less split. And, you know, I would go visit my dad in Boston. And, you know, I lived with my mom. I was basically like a mama's boy. So I would like to take these trips, but before I get into that, anyways, I'm born in Brooklyn, and yeah, like, they weren't really together. So, like, kindergarten goes by, we finished kindergarten. The school is literally a block away from my house. Like, you go up one block towards the left and one block up. So, it's literally, like, one block. It's right there. PS 158. And, I graduated that. And then from kindergarten. And then we moved to Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas, where I spent most of, you know, the best years of my life. But I spent the best years of my life, which was my childhood. And I experienced a lot of my childhood. Maybe some things that I wouldn't even get to. So I'm just gonna, like, you know, just run it by ya. But yeah, man, we moved to Texas. Now I'm in Houston, Texas. Just imagine, a Dominican boy in Houston, Texas. It was regular shit. Like, you know, I went to school, made friends, made enemies. It was in a very, very racist part of Texas, I'm guessing, because I don't know what the hell was going on where I was at. But there's no reason why the fastest kid in the school, one of the fastest kids in the school, one of the, you know, the kids that can sit here and throw a football damn near across the football field at a young age, and the kid that can run faster than everybody and can outrun almost everybody and just athletic, why he didn't make the team, the football team. But that's just how life goes. Go Lewis Lions at Metter Elementary. Metter Mustangs. I could care less. I could give a shit. But it is what it is. And, yeah, like, kind of sucked growing up there. So the only people that I could really latch on to were, like, the Mexicans, the SAs, the gangsters. I'm going to school with dudes that are ironing their dicky pants to a crease that, if it bends, it's breaking the pants. It's going to crack like a cookie. It's going to crumble. Pants starched to a crisp. Somehow they can walk in them. Brother, I seen motherfuckers having khaki dicky pants standing up by themselves on a corner somewhere of the house. Just standing up. They were just standing. The pants. Can you imagine seeing pants like somebody is in them, walking around in them? But nobody's really walking around in them. They're just sitting there tilted on the corner. Tilted. And at that, they're tilted. These things were starched to a crisp. Like if the person walks, he's wobbling. But, hey. Anyways, yeah, I made a lot of friends with some Mexicans. They could, you know, connect to me because of one thing and one thing only. I spoke Spanish. Other than that, they could give a fuck about me. They were even surprised before I met every fucking Mexican. Listen to this shit. It's like I was from fucking space or some shit. Because the Mexicans would never talk to me. But then when I would approach them or they would talk to me in Spanish because they don't know English, they would sit here and talk to me, and then I would respond to them in Spanish, and then they'll be like, you know, surprised that I speak fucking English. Or Spanish, I mean, yeah, Spanish. But it was just hilarious, their reaction, and then they got close, you know, got closer to me. And, yeah, ended up connecting with them, really. But then I spoke perfect English, like how I speak now. And, like, if you were to see me in person, you would be like, nah, this dude has to be black. But really not. But I'm Dominican, but at the same time, if there was two categories and it was a left or right, and then left was white and right was black, and I was duct taped, and then somebody else had to choose what I was when they brung me up. Like, slide him over there. Slide this next guy over. I'm duct taped. And I go up in front of three judges. What the fuck do you think they're going to consider me? Excuse me, I'm sorry. The motherfuckers are sliding me all the way to the right. Like, this nigga is definitely not white. Them braids, them tattoos, this nigga's looking like a rotisserie chicken. I don't know what the fuck. Looking like a sweet potato pie. Definitely ain't white. White. Anyways, that's life. I remember I poked a girl in the butt with a pencil in Texas. I was like in first grade. She stood up to raise her hand because that's what they make you do. Like when you raise your hand, you about to answer the question. They make you stand up. Like you stand up. So the girl stood up, and then I just, you know, poked her in the butt with a pencil. And I got in trouble for that shit. Not only did I get in trouble for that shit, I got expelled. Not only did I get expelled, I couldn't go back to that school. Not only could I not go back to that school, I couldn't go back to no school in that district. So we had to move to another part of Texas. Well, Houston, I guess I would say. Went to another school in Houston. Where again, I was only accepted really by the Mexicans. And like, there was rarely like a Puerto Rican here and there. And if there was a Puerto Rican, he was half Mexican, half Puerto Rican. So it'd be a Puerto Rican dude who came out of nowhere randomly to Texas, just like I did, but I'm Dominican. And he's just out here selling coke, fire, cocaine. The best cocaine you could come across. But it's just what it was. And, yeah, I went to a new school, lived in some, then to some bullshit apartments. The first apartments were, what was the name of them? Belford Apartments, some shit like that. Right off this two-way street. We had a gas station across the street that barely was open. And, a loop where there was, like, company who sell you birthday shit right next to where my mom worked, Kiskeya Sport. This Spanish bar slash like restaurant, I'm guessing. It was a sports bar. Fuck it, it was a sports bar. That's what the fuck it was a sports bar. But yeah man, grew up there. Met with some of my favorite people in the world. There, Juju, Haiti, and Negro, which is Ruben, Haiti. Well, it's supposed to be Negro, Pocha, and Juju. But there's Ruben. Well, there's Ruben, Haiti, and Juju, which is Jesus. But they're like my blood. But anyways, because it just reminds me of them good old days, and I'm damn near 28 now. I'll be 28 in 3 months. And life just flashed by. Just flew by, man. I haven't seen them in over 10 years. Over 14 years. More than that. I haven't seen them in over 19 years. No, I'm lying, like 18, 17 years. But still, that's a lot of my life to not be around my people. I didn't have a choice. I couldn't do anything. My mom just wanted to move back from Texas to New York. I'm like, how you gonna keep on doing this? You know, I'm like, how the hell are you gonna keep on doing this to me? Starting making new friends, knowing them for a little while. I had friends I didn't want to leave when I moved from Texas back to New York. When I was in New York, I was young, so I didn't really give a fuck. I didn't care because I didn't really consider anybody a friend yet. Now, when you're growing up and you're going from a child to a preteen, that's when you start making your friends that you know you're going to, those are your friends forever. And that's that stage where those are your friends forever. So that shit was traumatizing. You know, I ended up just staying in contact with them. And then the more I stayed in contact with them, the more, like, I always thought about, you know, the fucking past, man. And what it could have been like, where I would be at. You know, because I know I wouldn't be where I'm at now. But for sure, I know I would have been in a better situation. We went from the hood to middle class, back to the hood. And the hood, like, if there was a scale, it would be from top to bottom. It would be rich, middle class, lower class, poor, and then it's hood. Like, there's a difference. I was in the hood. I went from the hood to middle class. I skipped from some, like, regular and then lower class. You know what I'm saying? I skipped poor and lower class. I went straight to middle class. We went middle class. We went right from middle class and shot all the way back down to hood. back to four grown ass kids. Now we're grown ass kids, we're getting older, and we sharing the room, the same room we grew up in, same motherfucking house, same apartment, same everything, because my mom still had the lease. She would never let that shit go. She would always renew her lease. So she would always have that apartment forever in case she calls it a rainy day. But guess where my mom lives at right now? The same motherfucking apartment. And I'm over here 28 years old, living somewhere else. And I don't got my mother in a new house yet. But it is what it is. We all go through this shit. And, yeah, but, you know, I miss all my friends from Texas and Houston. Chilling with them and being over there made me who I am today. It changed me a little bit. But it is what it is. That's life. But yeah, once we moved back to New York, now we're poor again. Super poor. Like, I had like one pair of sneakers a year. And maybe even that. If it was a year or 2 years, like, I don't even know. But anyways, we ate regular shit, like, I'm talking about regular shit. Like, everybody else had all them cereals, them crazy brand cereals with all the sugar in it. We had cornflakes. It was a fucking rooster, a green, red, and white rooster, just in a big-ass white box cereal, a cereal box. Fucking rooster. It's regular corn flakes. It's literally corn flakes. Flakes of corn. No sugar, no nothing. Dry as fuck. You can eat that shit with water, juice, milk, and it's still trash. You got sugar to it. It'll be trash, but at least it's sweet now. Sweet trash. But it is what it is. Again. Grew up there again. Now I'm going from my, you know, my young years to a grown up, living in the hood. So I really wasn't chilling in my neighborhood. I started chilling in the neighborhood across the street from my neighborhood. It was the other kids, you know, from the other apartments, and I would always come back to my apartments. There was always a rivalry between the apartments that I went to and then my apartments. But then the time that I was going there, there wasn't like any rivalry, there wasn't nothing going on. And then there became a rivalry again out of nowhere, something that happened a couple years ago, not even a couple years ago, like almost like 10 years ago. But something happened and people got hurt. And they say it happened to be people. Allegedly, it was people from the neighborhood that I was chilling at, that I would be at. And, yeah, so people hated me because I was really around them, stood around them. And, because that happened and I wasn't really around. I didn't know what happened, like, you know. I just knew some of the people from that neighborhood. Just because I knew some of the people from that neighborhood, people from my neighborhood thought I had something to do with the shooting or whatever happened, you know what I'm saying? And that shit ended up putting me in a bad position where I was like, you know, I got to make a decision. And I got to make a wise decision because if I stay here, I'm going to have to, like, either move or probably get shot or killed because I'm not going to stop hanging out with people from my neighborhood or people from the other neighborhood. I don't want people from the other neighborhood thinking, yo, this guy's over here chilling with people from his block and people from my block want to do harm to people from his block or people from his block want to do harm to people from my block, whatever the case may be. So I didn't want none of that. I didn't want none of that in my brain. I didn't want to, you know, go through any of that. I just didn't want them to even start thinking about anything like that, so I just moved away to Pennsylvania, and then I just, you know, started a new life. I let go of my whole past, like, my whole past lifestyle. I don't live that way anymore. Like, I changed. You know why? Because I could control my life. I control my life. Nobody controls my life. So I can make my own decisions. Can't nobody tell me what I can and can't do, because I'm my own man. And if anybody has a problem with that, then they're going to have to come approach me with that, about telling me what I can and can't do in my life. Like, you're God. You're not God, so you can't tell me what I can and can't do with my life. At this point in life, my mother can't even tell me what to do with my life, what I can and can't do. So nobody else, if you're not in my family, you know damn well you can't tell me what the fuck to do. Because my family can't even tell me what the fuck to do. So nobody else in this world, boss, fucking future, about to make me a millionaire, somebody who wants to offer me $1 trillion, you can't even talk to me like that. Nobody can talk to me like that. I don't care about none of that shit. Nobody in this world could talk to me any fucking way. And can't nobody make me do what I can't, what I don't want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's because I have the choice to. And we all have the choice to do whatever the fuck we want to do. But so that's where I'm at. Like, I moved out, moved to Pennsylvania, started my own life. Now I'm sitting here just, you know, thinking about making a movie out of it. Because I didn't get that in depth with it, but if you had to see half the shit I had to see, it would be a great movie. But, yeah, like, you can't judge a book by its cover. And I hate to use that. But you can't just judge somebody and you don't know somebody. You might want to think about things like, what may have that person experienced that I haven't experienced? Well, what makes them different from me? You know what makes them different from you? Everything. Because if you think somebody went through exactly what you went through, you're damn wrong. Everybody can relate to somebody to a certain extent. Like, you can say your parents were abusive and they whipped your ass when you were growing up. And then I could tell you that my parents were abusive and whooped my ass growing up. But when they whipped your ass, what did they do or what did they use? That's the difference. See, there's extremes. And every extreme may be different. You may have gotten whooped with a belt. I may have gotten whooped with a steel belt. A chain belt. Or a wire from a VCR. That's wet. You know what I'm saying? Or the broomstick. Well, you would have still got hit with a belt. Or a dustpan or one of those dust sticks with all the fur on it. You might have gotten hit by that. Well, I would have been getting hit by the plunger until the wood stick broke. Or by a broom, a wooden broom. Or by a frying pan or something. Like, are you out of your mind? There's levels. There's levels to that ass whooping. Like, my mom hit my brother with, it was this thing that sat in the middle of the living room that held napkins. It was a cow. It was a cow thing. It was like a molded, like, I don't know, something that was forged. So it was like a steel forged cow napkin holder, two-sided napkin holder. Now, this shit is made out of steel. Like, the only way to bend it and create this is through fire. Like, you can't just mold a cow out of nothing. You have to use fire for this kind of shit. This shit ain't clay. This shit ain't no bullshit. But, yeah, she threw that shit at my brother. No napkins. Threw that shit at him like she was Pedro Martinez and 2000 goddamn 2 against the Yankees. But yeah, like, My mother, she threw a goddamn, what she threw? She threw a bottle or something at her boyfriend in the living room, and then I stepped on a piece of glass, and that piece of glass gave me an infection in my foot, which gave me like a callus in the middle of my, in the center of my foot, and then I had literally a callus in the middle of my foot for a couple of years because of my mom. She wanted to throw shit, and yo, it's crazy. I don't know how we started talking about calluses and foots, but yeah, man. I thank you guys for just, listening in, getting to know me a little bit. But next time I'll talk a little bit more if y'all want to hear that. If not, I'll be talking about something else anyways. But just wanted to let you guys in a little bit about me for the first episode of this podcast. I hope you guys enjoy it, and like it, share it, subscribe, and help me help you throughout the day. Like, we'll be talking about things. I'll be sitting here making it available for you to call in and tell me what's, what's on your mind, what your problem is, if anything I can do to help. Or even if it's something bothering you, talk about it. Call in. I'll shout you out. I'll post your social medias. I have the link down below. I have like 10 callers in a day, and I'll have them all, their social media all down in case, people were interested in what they had to say, and they can, personally get in contact with them. I'll share you. You share me. No, one hand washes the other. What do they both do? They wash the face. Now, thank you guys for tuning in. Y'all have a blessed night. Don't drink and drive. And, yeah, man, take care of each other. Have a good night, y'all. Thank you for stopping by.